Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf Yomi Rosh Hashanah Yotes. We begin right on top of the Amud. Yesterday we began discussing the question of whether all those Yomim Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tanis, days of joy and celebration, to mark various occasions, various nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris, all those days mentioned in that Megillah. What happens after Churban Beis HaMikdash? Shall we say that those Yomim Tovim share the same fate as those fast days which had actually turned into Yomim Tovim as well, during the Binyan HaBayis, fast days which were transformed into Yimei Sosin V'Simcha, and just as those Yomim Tovim are dependent upon the presence of the Binyan HaBayis, but after the Churban, they revert back to days of fast, days of sorrow, as we observe them today. Perhaps those other Yomim Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tanis as well turn into ordinary days. Their Yom Tov aspect gets cancelled after the Binyan HaBayis is no longer here. Shall we say Batla Megillas Tanis, or shall we say no? Loi Batla Megillas Tanis. Nowadays we still observe those days mentioned in Megillas Tanis, as opposed to the fast days, which originally were instituted as fast days, but were transformed into Meisimcha V'Sasim because of the Binyan HaBayis. They are dependent upon Binyan HaBayis, in which case after the Churban they revert back to their original fast day status. But when it comes to these Yomim Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tanis, which are not associated with Binyan HaBayis, perhaps even after the Churban we still keep those days. The Gemara had a raya from a braisa where it appeared that even Bizman HaZeh we still keep those Yomim Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tanis. We had a story where the Chachamim instituted a Yom Tov on Gimel B'Tishrei, because they managed to be mevatel this practice where they would write the name of Hashem on shtoreis, which would end up in the garbage, and it was bezoin. And they were so overjoyed by the fact that they were able to abolish this practice, they instituted a Yom Tov on that day, on Gimel B'Tishrei. Asks the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming it's after the Churban HaBayis. Well, you're going to introduce new Yomim Tovim when the old ones were cancelled. Does that make sense? You cancel existing Yomim Tovim, then you introduce new ones? Apparently. Loi batla Megillas Tanis. Those old Yomim Tovim remained intact. And it makes sense that you would perhaps introduce new ones as well. Says the Gemara, no. This braisa describing the Yom Tov established on Gimel B'Tishrei, speaking Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, was still during the Binyan. And therefore it makes sense to introduce new Yomim Tovim. Says the Gemara, when we begin today's daf with Akasha, says the Gemara on the top line, if it typically, now if you're speaking about during the Binyan HaBayis, it's Gimel B'Tishrei. Remember, Gimel B'Tishrei has been transformed from a day of Tzoyim, from a fast day, to a Yom Tov. Tzoyim Gedali turned into a Yom Tov when the second Beis HaMikdash came back. So why do you have to make a new Yom Tov on Gimel B'Tishrei? It is already an existing Yom Tov. V'tepikle dehavi l'yoyim sh'nereg boi Gedali ben Achikam. Isn't this the day that Gedali was killed during the first Mikdash? And then that day, although originally a fast day, was transformed into a Yom Tov when the second Mikdash was built? You already have a Yom Tov. Why do you have to make another Yom Tov on the same day? Amar Rav, lo nitzricha l'la'eser shelefanav. The fact that they were kaveya this day as a Yom Tov, this was listed in Megillas Tanis as a Yom Tov, was not for the sake of the day itself, which was already a pre-existing Yom Tov. It was that same Gedalia which was transformed into a Yom Tov. The Chiddush here is to incorporate the day prior to Gimel Tishrei, because the Gemara will bring later that all those Yomim Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tanis were not only observed on that day itself, but they also included the day before, the day after. And Rashi will explain for us, because it was a chizuk to reinforce the Yom Tov. This way you won't come to fast and have hesped on the Yom Tov itself. So it's before and after as well. It's a whole package deal. So true, Gimel B'Tishrei was already Yom Tov. The point was to add the day before Gimel Tishrei and make that also as part of that Yom Tov. So that was the Chiddush. That's what was introduced later on. True, Gimel B'Tishrei was already a Yom Tov. It was Tzem Gedalia transformed into a Yom Tov. But when we had this whole story with the Shem Hashem and the stories, and Chacham decided to make Gimel Tishrei into a Yom Tov, it wasn't for the sake of Gimel Tishrei, which was already Yom Tov. Rather, what got added is the day beforehand as well. On Merav L'Nisrucha, the Chiddush is not on the day itself, Ela L'Eser Shalafanav, but to include the day prior to Gimel B'Tishrei into this Yom Tov arrangement, and going forward, it will be Asur B'Hesped U'B'Tanis. What do you mean, says Gemara Shalafanav Nami, even the day before Gimel B'Tishrei? Typically, the Havala Yom Shalachal Rish Chodesh. It was already considered a partial Yom Tov. It was the day following Rosh Chodesh. Gimel Tishrei is the day following, Beis Tishrei, which is the day before Gimel Tishrei, is the day after Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov, and therefore it includes the day before and after as well. So Beis B'Tishrei is automatically included into the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh regarding Hesped B'Tanis. Rosh Chodesh Da'iraisa. The Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh is Minat Torah, or Da'iraisa Lo'i Bo'i Chizuk. And Chacham did not add to Da'iraisa. You don't have to reinforce Da'iraisa. The day itself, but not before or after. Dasanya, Hayomim Ha'ela, Haksuvin B'Megillas Tanis. All these dates listed in Megillas Tanis, which were Yomim Tovim introduced by the Rabbanon, Asurin Bein Lefneim, Bein Lachreim. You may not fast on the day itself, but also before and after. Because it's the Rabbanon. As opposed to Yom Tovim D'Oraisa, which don't have that additional extension. Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Hey Masurim, you can't fast on the day itself, but Lefnei Melachrein Mutar, before and after is okay. Asks the Gemara, what's the difference? Ma Hefresh, Bein Zelazeh, what's the difference between the Yom Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tanis and the Shabbos of Yom Tovim? Answers the Gemara, Halol Divrei Torah. Shabbos and Yom Tov is Minat Torah, Ve'ein Divrei Torah Tzichizik, doesn't have to be reinforced or strengthened. People will respect and observe that day as is, without adding to it. As opposed to those mentioned in Megillas Tanis, Halol Divrei Seifrim, Deum in the Rabbanon, Ve'Divrei Seifrim Tzichizik, as we know, things were introduced by the Rabbanon need to be reinforced, established properly, and given extra measure of security, and therefore, as Rashi will explain for us, they decided to extend the Isser to the day prior and following as well. That answers the Kasha. We're speaking during the Zman HaMikdash, where Tzom Gedalia was considered a Yom Tov. So Gimel B'Tishrei was, in any case, a Yom Tov. The new Yom Tov established by Chachamim on Gimel B'Tishrei on account of the Kavod Shamayim, because of the minhag that was abolished with the Shem Hashem and the Shtoris, that wasn't meant to accomplish much for the day itself, or rather was meant to include the day before and after, which wasn't automatically a Yom Tov. Other than the fact that Chacham made this into a new Yom Tov, the Rabbana, now it will extend into the day prior, which is Beis B'Tishrei as well. So the point was to accomplish a Yom Tov, or let's say a Hesped restriction on Beis B'Tishrei itself. Says Rashi, six lines from the top. Rosh Chodesh is Ma'i D'Oraisa. U'D'Oraisa Le'Bo Yechizek. Le'eser, Le'fanav, Le'achrav, to extend the Isser before and after. Abba Yimei Megillas Tanis D'Rabbonon V'Tzrichin Chizek. What's the Chizek, says Rashi? Ki Heche D'Loi Leisi Lis Anis Yibantav Atzmai. They created a buffer zone. Advanced the Isser a day in advance. Pushed it forward another day. This way you have a whole arrangement of days where you're Usher and Tanis, and this will prevent a person from being Misana on the Yom Tov itself. Continues the Gemara. Typically, I understand that we're trying to accomplish an Isser Tanis on Beis B'Tishrei. But you don't have to do that in any case. It's Usher B'Tanis. You know why? Remember, Gimel B'Tishrei is a Yom Tov. Right, it's the same Gedalia transformed into a Yom Tov. And that should include the previous day as well, which is Beis B'Tishrei. So what was the point of adding a new Yom Tov on Gimel B'Tishrei? To include the day before, it's automatically included because Gimel B'Tishrei is already a Yom Tov on account of Tzom Gedali transformed into Yom Tov V'Tei B'Klei Da'avalei Yom Shelefnei Yom. Beit Tishrei is the day before the Yom Shenerek by Gedali Ben Achikim, which is a Yom Tov. That's automatically a Yom Tov. Amar of Ashi, similar to the Gemara before, Gedali Ben Achikim, this Yom Tov of Tzom Gedali transformed is Divrei Kabbalah, as mentioned in the Nevi'im, as I mentioned yesterday. V'divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damu, and that has the same status as divrei Torah, meaning just as the Chacham did not add any days to the Yomim Tovim mentioned in the Torah, they don't need Chizik. They're standalone, independent Yomim Tovim by their own virtue. Likewise, Tzom Gedaliah transformed into Yom Tov is mentioned in Nevi'im and has the same status as divrei Torah in this respect, meaning you don't have to reinforce it. It stands alone, it's respected, and it only applies to the day itself. So now when the Chachamim went ahead and added a new Yom Tov on Gimel B'Tishrei because they abolished the writing of Shem Hashem in the Shtoris, true, they didn't accomplish much for the day itself, which was already a Yom Tov, but they accomplished for the previous day, the Erev, Gimel B'Tishrei, which was not a Yom Tov until that point. But again, of course, we're speaking during this Zman HaMikdash, and you have no Raya if so, regarding all those days in Megillas Tanis as to what happens to them after the Migdash has been destroyed. Not speaking about that point in history. Masiv Rav Tuvri Bar Masna, I'll bring your Raya. Then Megillas Tanis was not bottled even after the Churban. Be'esrim v'tmanya bay. On the 28th day of Adar, this is a quote from Megillas Tanis. On the 28th day of Adar, Asos besurta tafsali day. Good news arrived to the Yehudim, to the Jews. They no longer have to budge from the Torah. They can immerse in Torah. Shegazra Malchus Gzera, because the Malchus, the Romans, decreed a Gzera Shalei Ask B'Torah. No more learning. V'Shalei Yamulus B'Neim. No more Mila. No more Bris Mila. V'Shei Chalos Shabbos. They have to be Mechalos Shabbos. Ma Asa Yehuda Ben Shammah V'Chaverav. What did Yehuda Ben Shammah do? Him and his colleagues, they tried to abolish the Gzera. They went to seek counsel and advice from this Roman noblewoman, where all the Roman officers hang out, and she had an understanding of how to deal with them. Amrlam, she advised them as follows: go ahead and demonstrate at night when your voices will be heard. Go do that. They went and demonstrated at night. Amru, and they declared towards the Roman officials, "Ei Shamayim, for the sake of Hashem, lo yachicham anachnu, aren't we your brothers?" Which means, "V'loy bnei av echad anachnu." What about our joint father? We're both descendants of Yitzchak. "V'loy bnei im achas anachnu, aren't we children of the same mother, Rivka? Why are you tormenting us? Manush tanenu. Mikol Uma V'Loshen. Why are we different than any other nation? Shatem Goyizrin Oleinu Gzeres Koshes. That you decree these terrible Gzeres on us. Ubitlum. As a result of this petition, they cancelled the Gzera. V'Oisayim. And that day, Asu Yom Tov. They established as a Yom Tov. Chav Ches Ba'adu. This is an excerpt of Megillas Tanis. Says the Gemara. We're assuming this is after the Churban HaBayis. Okay? We're going to maintain that Megillas Tanis is batal after the Churban. Well, Kamaisa batal, if the original Yom Tovim were cancelled and are no longer observed, Achronaisa Moisifen, can you entertain that they would add more? It's a time of sorrow, time of Churban. We lost the other ones, we're going to add new ones? So that's a Raya L'Chaira, that Megillas Tanis remains intact. Perhaps you'll say, Yochanami here as well, but Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kaim. The story actually took place in time of the Mikdash. But that can't be. Well, Yehudim Ben Shamua was involved in this effort. Who was he? Talmidei Shar Meir. He was a student of Rav Meir. And when Rav Meir lived, Rav Meir Basi Achiava. He lived after the Churban. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, who lived during the Churban. How do we know Yehudim and Shammah was Rav Meir's Talmud? As we're going to see in the following Mishnah, this Nan. Kleis chuchet shenikvu. You have a glass container which got a hole. So it's out of commission. Can't be used. V'hitev l'soich an eivar, and he dropped some lead to plug up that hole. So it's a glass utensil, but being supported and being enabled for use by metal. Halacha is, when a glass kli breaks, it loses its tumah. So if it's tumah and it got broken, it's over. And even if they fix it back, and reshape it, remodel it, it no longer reverts to its old tumah. It will be mekabel tumah going forward, but it doesn't revert back to the old tumah. As opposed to kli matris, gzer derabanan, it's easy to reshape it and remodel it. We're concerned that perhaps he'll redo it and not be metired properly. So Chacham said, look, if it's a kli matris, a metal kli which broke upon you, fixed it up and reshaped it, it reverts back to its old tumah. But a kli zchuch is not. What if you have a kli zchuch which broke, but then it was plugged up with metal? Do you treat it like a glass kli? Or do you treat it like a metal kli? Achleikis. Kli zchuch is a nikvu, a kli zchuch which got a hole. V'yitav l'seich an evan, he dripped some lead, which is a metallic substance, into this hole, plugged up the hole. So now you have a functioning kli. Is it glass? In which case it's tar, or is it metal, and it reverts back to its old tumah. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shammah mitamim shur meir. Yehuda ben Shammah, who is a Talmid of Meir, says it's tamim because the ma'amid, Rashi says, ha'koil ho'ilich achar ma'amid. The plug is what enables it to be used. That's the ikur component that makes it function. We treat it like a kli matechis. V'chachamim mitaren, no chachamim say it's ikur kli zchuchis. We ignore the fact that it's been repaired using a metal patch. In any case, we see that Yehuda ben Shammah was Remeir's Talmud. Remeir lived after the Churban. So this whole story, this whole episode with the Romans and the subsequent Yom Tov, which was established on Chav Ches Adar, was after the Churban, in which case we see that they're introducing new Yom Tovim at this point in history. Apparently the old ones were still intact as well. Tanoi, in fact, it's Machlekes Tanoim, you're right. Esanya, Hayom Ma'elu Haksuv Megillas Tanis. All those dates mentioned in Megillas Tanis meant to be observed as Yom Tovim. Bein Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Bein Bezman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asur. Divrei Rav Meir. In fact, Rav Meir and his Talmud, Yehuda ben Shammah, makes sense. They went in the same path that all those Yom Tovim are meant to be observed even after Churban HaMikdash. That's one shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Asur. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, those days are meant to be observed. Because it's a time of joy, it's appropriate to have simcha during those Yom Tovim. However, ein beis hamikdash kayim mutar, but after the mikdash was destroyed, those days are no longer observed as days of Yom Tovim. You can fast, you can have a hefspid. It's a time of sorrow. It's not a time to observe those Yom Tovim. So Yom Machlekes Tanaim, whether or not Megillas Tanis is bottled nowadays, concludes the Gemara, what's the halacha? Vilch is a bottle. The accepted halacha is, Megillas Tanis is bottle nowadays. Then we have Vilch is a loy bottle. The accepted halacha is that it's not bottle. That's a contradiction. Kasha, hilchasa. Which way is it? Bottle or not bottle? Like Kasha, the answer is depends which Yom Tov. Kan Machanaka or Purim. Chanukah Purim, we still hold on to. We have mitzvahs that have become part and parcel of our heritage. We had yesterday that they became mefursim, like the Torah, hechzikah b'shal Torah, and Chacham did not see fit to be mevatlet. Kan b'shar yom, as opposed to the other days, which were not so publicized and popular, those days became batal after the Churban HaMikdash. So that's the maskana of the Gemara. That, for the most part, Megillas Tanis is batal today, except for Chanukah Purim. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah spoke about sending out the Shluchim to inform the Bnei HaGoyla on which day Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh. And they sent them out throughout 6 months of the year, which corresponded to those events, those occasions, Yom Tovim, containing those 6 months, which needed to be established properly. So we learned Al Elul Bnei Rosh Hashanah. They sent them out by Elul because they need to know on which day to establish Rosh Hashanah. And the next month as well. And next month, Tishrei, again, so that they know exactly when to set their Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Asks the Gemara, why 2 months in a row? Once they sent Shluchim out for Elul, then they know. Rosh Chodesh Elul was established on this and this day. At Tishrei, Lamalu. Why do I have to send the Shluchim again for Tishrei? Perhaps you'll say, well, we don't know how long Elul is. Elul could be a 29-day month, a 30-day month. Dilma brought Elul. Perhaps they were Ma'abr Elul. They added a month to Elul. They added a day to Elul. And that was the basis for the need to send out another Shluchim for the next month, to know exactly on which day Rosh Hashanah was established. It never happened. In Mois Ezra ve'elach, from the time of Ezra onward, it once happened during his time, but afterwards it never happened. Loi Moitzinu Elul Me'uber. It never happened that Elul was a leap month, a full month, a 30-day month. It just so happens to be, because of the calculations, it just never happened. So what's the point of sending out new shluchim? They can be pretty confident and sure that Elul would have been a 29-day month and calculate their Yom Kippur and Sukkot accordingly. Answers the Gemara, Loi Moitzinu. True. It so happens to be we didn't have it. They never needed to do it. They never needed to make Elul 30 days. But if there's any need to do so, tomorrow later we'll go into reasons to be Ma'abr Chadashim in order to work out the Yom Tovim based on proximity to Shabbos. There are all kinds of factors that were factored into the equation of Ibur HaShanah, Ibur HaChadosh. If the Chacham would see a need to add a day to Elul, of course they would add a day to Elul. So they could never be sure that Elul was 29 days. It can very well be a 30-day month. And that's why they had to send out new shluchim come Rosh Chodesh Tishri. Says the Gemara, HaMekalkel Rosh Hashanah, but don't you realize that if you're going to arrange Elul in this manner, add a day because of whatever reason, you're going to ruin Rosh Hashanah for the Bnei HaGoyla, because they're going to assume that it's a 29-day Elul, and you're going to be adding another day. So why would you go ahead and add a day to Elul and confuse the Bnei HaGoyla? Says the Gemara, Mutav to Kalkul Rosh Hashanah, it's better to confuse the Rosh Hashanah for the Bnei HaGoyla, V'leis Kalkulu Kulu Me'adois, and to salvage the arrangement of the other Me'adis, which had to run according to a certain system, and Chacham saw a need to be Ma'abra the Elul for whatever reason, so that it benefits the other Yom Tovim, that was a paramount factor which overrode the confusion that would reign amongst the Goliaths, who would know which day Rosh Hashanah, which day is Rosh Hashanah. They would have to keep 2 days, it would be confusion. But this is more important. The Konami, in fact, the wording in the Mishnah indicates that this is the primary factor when arranging the Yom Tovim. Because the Mishnah says like this, Iktani, Al Tishrei Mipnei Takonas HaMe'ados Shema Minah. What does the Mishnah say? Send out Shluchim by Tishrei to inform them on which day Rosh Hashanah was established, because we're dealing with a factor called Takonas HaMe'ados. It doesn't say we send out Shluchim on Tishrei Mipnei HaSukkos, Mipnei Yom Kippur. That they would know. They would just assume that Elul is a 29-day month. No. There's another factor called Takonas HaMe'ados, which we're going to learn about Hashem tomorrow. They have to arrange that the Yom Tovim fall on certain days and not on others. And that's why sometimes they would add a day to Elul. And that's why they had to send new shluchim, Mipnei Takonas HaMe'ados, to tell them all about the Yom Tovim, that they were masakin the Yom Tovim, they arranged it in the proper way. But the actual Rosh Hashanah itself was makulkal. Perhaps it resulted in confusion, because they wouldn't know when Rosh Hashanah was established. The Shluchim only came out after Rosh Hashanah. But Takonas HaMe'ados is a fact which overrides the potential kilkal which would result regarding the placement of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so in any case, the Mor's kasha was, why send out new Shluchim for Tishrei? Don't we know that Elul is meant to be a 29-day month? Generally it was, but at times there were factors which would push it forward, postpone the Rosh Hashanah for a day, even though it was at the expense of the kilkul Rosh Hashanah, because the people out in the Golos wouldn't know when Rosh Hashanah is. No, the factor of Takonas HaMe'ados, the proper arrangement of the other Yom Tovim, overrides and prevails. Continues the Gemara. Val Kislev Ibn Chanukah, Val Adar Ibn Purim. Shluchim went out by Kislev for Chanukah, by Adar for Purim. Asks the Gemara, we're missing one set of Shluchim. What happens if it's an Ibur year, if it's a leap year? How would they know what's going on? V'ilun is Abra Hashana. Mishnah doesn't say that if it's a leap year, Yoitzin Af Al Adar Sheni Pnei Purim, like Tani. Mishnah doesn't say that. That if it happens to be a leap year, they're going to send out new Shluchim for Adar Sheni to tell them on which day to celebrate Purim. Mishnah doesn't say that. V'ilun is Abra Hashana. Yoitzin Af Al Adar Sheni Pnei Purim, like Tani. Mishnah makes no mention of that. Rashi explains, let's say, it was Chodesh Adar. They had no idea that they're going to add a month. They send out Shluchim. Smack in the middle of the month, they decide, you know what? Seasons are off sync. We're going to make a new, we're going to add a new month. We're going to make a leap year. We don't have any mention of that in the Mishnah. Why not? Send out new Shluchim to tell them, it's not yet Adar Sheni. The coming month is Adar Sheni, on which you have to observe Purim. Says the Gemara, "Snisin loy k'Rebbe." Apparently, our mission is not following Rebbe. It's not Rebbe. Amen. Imnis Abra Hashana Yoitzin Afal Adar Sheni Pnei Purim. In fact, Rebbe holds when there's a leap year, you have to go out again to tell them about Purim on Adar Sheni. Our mission disagrees. What's the point of Machlokes? Lame about Kamiflagi. Perhaps we can understand the Machlokes as follows. The Mar Savar, our Mishnah, who's not concerned about this, holds Kol Mitzvahs on Hagas Vesheni, all the Mitzvahs, Megillah, Shlach Manis, etc., which are meant to be observed on the second Adar, like Hagas Barishan, B'dievet, if you do it on the first month of Yotze, and therefore there's no need to send out Shluchim, no trouble Shluchim to go out and travel. At worst case, they did their Mitzvahs in Adarishan, their Yotze. One second, asks Tosfos, but how are they going to know that it's going to be a leap year altogether? How are they going to know when to observe Pesach? Okay, you're not concerned about the mitzvahs of Purim, which they're yoytzeh technically by doing it the first month. But how are they going to know that it's going to be a leap year altogether? Says Tosfos a chiddush. He says, look, the shluchim were sent out Nisan upnei Pesach, right? So these fellows sitting in the outlying areas, they're waiting for the shluchim of Pesach to arrive, and they're not arriving. Nobody's showing up. They'll figure out on their own. You know why there's no shluchim? It must be because it's not really Nisan. They added another month. There was another sheni. So the concept they'll figure out, but they won't know exactly which day is Purim. Right? Again, we sent out shluchim during the first Adar. After sending them out, Bezin turns around and decides to add another month. Okay. People in Bavel do all their mitzvahs, observe Purim, Adar Rishon, which is a mistake. But they're Yaitse, right? Now, Yehaga is Barishon, they're Yaitse. Come the next month, they're going to think it's Nisan. They'll keep Pesach then. Answer is no, they won't, because they'll be awaiting the new Shluchim that are meant to arrive. The Shluchim and Nisan are meant to arrive sometime beginning of Nisan. No Shluchim arrive. They'll figure out on their own that the reason must be because it was a leap year. Now they know to wait another month for Pesach. So that they know, that's taken care of. The Pesach concern is addressed by the lack of emissaries. But they still don't know when Adar Sheni begins. They don't know if Adar Rishon is a 29-day month, a 30-day month. They don't really know which day of Adar Sheni to observe Purim. And that we're not concerned about, says the Gemara, because even if they don't observe on the right day, they were really yaitzeh in the first month. So that's the sheet of our Mishnah. There's no need to send out new shluchim for Adar Sheni. Umar Sava, whereas Rebbe holds, we do send out shluchim for Adar Sheni. Why? Because they have to know which day is Purim. Kol mitzvahs hanayagas b'sheni, all the mitzvahs of Purim, which are meant to be fulfilled on the second Adar, Einoi Hagas Perishon can't be done the first Adar, and Tosfos brings a Gemara Megillah, it's based on Pesukim. So you're not Yotzei if you did it in the wrong month. Send them Shluchim. They know which day is Purim. Perhaps this is the Machlokes. Loi says the Gemara, no, absolutely not. The Kuli Alma Mitzvahs Hanagas B'Sheni, Einoi Hagas Perishon, perhaps all agree. Mitzvahs Purim, which are meant to be done on the second Adar, cannot be done during the first Adar. So what's the machlekes of whether or not you send out shluchim for the second Adar? The question is whether you have to tell them, or is it just something predictable and they can just figure it out on their own? The question is, how many days are contained in Ibur Shana? Rashi learns Ibur Shana means the first Adar, which is meant to be a filler, so to speak. First Adar, and then comes the second Adar, which is real Adar. So the first Adar is sort of the Ibur, is sort of the filler month. How many days are contained in that month? Is it a set number of days, in which case it's predictable, and there's no need to send out shluchim for that. They could just figure it out on their own. Or is it something fluctuating, in which case you have to inform them? That's the machlokes. Our Tana holds, it's predictable. It was consistently 30 days, in which case, once they figure out that there's going to be a leap year, right? That's how you explain, because there were no Edom arriving in Nisan that year. They figured it out on their own. They came to the conclusion that it's a leap year. They'll just sit down and say, okay, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon is a 30-day month, and Adar Sheni begins thereafter. And they know exactly which day Purim is meant to be observed. Whereas Rebbe holds, no. Adar Rishon was a fluctuating entity. 30-day month, 29-day month, in which case you have to tell them how things worked out, so they know on which day to observe Purim. The Sanya, Kama Ibur Shana, how many days are contained in that first Adar? Lamed Yoyim. It's a set number of 30 days. Turi Evan says, perhaps the Pshat is because it's going to make it easier for the Bnei Goyla, for this reason that we're mentioning here. To make it easier, so we don't have to trouble no Shluchim to go out. This way Chacham established a set number of days in Adar Rishon, whenever there's a leap year. First Adar has 30 days, so everybody knows exactly which day Purim falls at. So that's the Shita of Tanakama, which corresponds to our Mishnah. There's no need to send out Nushluchim. They know full and well how to work things out. Rabban Shimon Megamlel Oimer, no, Chodesh. Adar Rishon was a Chodesh. Now the Gemara, the Havmin, the figure, the Chodesh means a 29-day month. Well, then again, it's predictable and consistent. There's no Machlekes at all. Maishno Lamed, the Yadi. Why is it if it's 30 days they know? It's predictable, it's set, it's non-fluctuating. Chodesh nami yadi. Well, according to Shimon, if it's a chodesh, 29, it's also fixed. I'm not Papa, what he meant is like this. Ma'adam chodesh, the Shimon Gamliel says the word chodesh, he meant it's fluctuating. Ratz a chodesh, ratz a shloshim. Sometimes they can choose a 29-day month. Sometimes they can decide a 30-day month. Something unpredictable, fluctuating, and therefore, shluchim were necessary to go and form the Bnei HaGoyla. Now the Gemara will bring several other shittas regarding the length of the Adars, 29, 30, all kinds of shittas. Hey, but bottom line is, we concluded that our Tana, our Mishnah holds, Adar Rishon was a 30-day month, therefore there's no need to send a new shluchim. Whereas according to Rebbe, you need to send shluchim because it was a fluctuating entity. Hey, the Bishua ben Levi, he testified, Mishum Kohala Kadisha de Bishalayim, Al Shnei Adarim, regarding the two Adars, they were both 29-day months. Shemekash and Oysam. That the new month, new Rosh Chodesh, was established. V'yoyim Yiburein, on the last day of these months, which means Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was established on day 30 of Adar Rishon. It's called Yoyim Yibur, because that day is the potential Yibur for the previous month. If it's a leap month, then day 30 is part of that month. So that's what's called Yoyim Ibur. So Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was established by Yoyim Ibur of Adar Rishon, which means basically it was only a 29-day month, followed by Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, which was Rosh Chodesh. And likewise, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was established when? On the Yoyim Ibur of Adar Sheni, on day 30 of Adar Sheni, which leaves 29-day month, 29 days for Adar Sheni. So both were what the Gemara calls Chaserin, missing months, 29-day months. L'meimra, this tells us, the chaser nabdinon. We make them both chaser, 29-day months, milein l'avdina, but not full, 30-day months. Lafuki is opposed to Medidara Shavnachem Bar Chizda. He taught differently. He said, hey, Rabbi Simoi, Rabbi Simoi testified, Mishum Chagi Zachayu Malachi, al Shnei Adorim, regarding 2 months of Adar, Shimratzu Bezin decided, Lasoysen Shnei Milein, to make them full month, 30 months, Oysen they could do so. Shnei Chaser, both 29 months, Oysen they could do so. Echad Molev Echad Chaser, 130, 129, Oysen they could do as well. Vekachayu Noigin Begoyla, and that's exactly how they used to do it in Goyla and Bavel, one male and one chasid. Umeshum, that they should do it applying any of these options, both male, both chasir, or one on one. Umeshum Rabbeinu Amru, however, in the name of Rabbi, said, no, lo'olam echad male echad chasir. Typically it's 30 and then 29. Unless you know for certain, with certainty, shukba rosh chodesh v'zmanoi, that in Eretz Yisrael they did it differently, which means that rosh chodesh Adar Sheni was established on day 30 of Adar Rishon. That's called v'zmanoi, and Adar Rishon was only a 29-day month. But typically, it's 30 for the Adar Rishon, 29 for Adar Sheni. Continues the Gemara one more line. Shalchu leil Mar Ukva, the Bnei Yeshiva sent a message to Mar Ukva with another approach. Adar HaSamach LaNisan Loilam Chasar. The month of Adar right next to Nisan. So if it's a leap year, so it's the second Adar. A conventional year, then it's the regular Adar. In any case, it's always going to be a 29-day month. Tur Evan says, perhaps to make it more convenient and clear for the Bnei HaGoyla. This way they know which day Pesach falls out. Okay, in any case, we have many shittas here regarding the Adars, 29 days, 30 days, both Mole, both Chaser, etc., etc. So what did we learn today? We had a shaila regarding Megillas Tanis nowadays. Do we observe those Yom Tovim, Mechagis Tanayim? Yes or no? Halacha L'mais is Chanukah Purim we still keep today as opposed to the other days mentioned here. We spoke about the fact that Elul typically was not a full month, but there were some exceptions, and that's why they had to send out Shluchim after the conclusion of Elul to tell the Bnei HaGoyla how things worked out. We had a machlokes tanaim, whether or not there was Shluchim sent out to inform regarding the leap year, and the conclusion of the Gemara was that what is a Tully depends on whether the Adar Rishon had a fixed value, fixed amount of days, in which case there's no need to send out Shluchim to tell them on which day Rosh Chodesh Adar was established. The fact that it's a leap year, they know in any, in either case, as I just explained, because they see no Shluchim arrives in honor of Pesach. So our Mishnah holds, they know it's a leap year, and they know that the first month of Adar was a 30-day month, in which case they know the following day begins Adar Sheni. There's no need to inform them. Whereas the Shitas Rebbe is, you need Shluchim because Adar Rishon wasn't a fixed entity, rather was a fluctuating entity, 29 days, 30 days, and therefore, shluchim were necessary. All the best to you and much, much hatzlacha.